Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntstock Midwest, an exciting new hunting festival coming to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin this summer. It'll be at Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17 through 19, and Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. Huntstockevents.com is their website, and I'll be there all weekend, so try to make it out there. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Wapaka, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a Lake Michigan fishing report from Dumper Dan, hear more about next weekend's Live in the Dream Wood Carving Festival, and launch our bi-weekly Madison Outdoors report from Pappas Trading Post. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from Gladstone, Michigan. Jeff, you are running a National Walleye Tour tournament there on Badenoch, right?
Yeah, National Walleye Tour event on both Little Bay and Big Bay, 111 boats up here. And the anglers really had a great time pre-fishing. Day one yesterday, things have started to change. The wind direction changed completely from what they saw for a full week. The alewives are making their way into the area quite quickly. And that changes the walleye bite, because the walleyes can just eat whenever the heck they feel like it. They don't necessarily need to eat a bait when they see it. And so things are changing rather quick. Day one, still we had good weights. 29 pounds, 12 ounces is what led after day one. And we'll see what day two brings here today.
All right. Well, we are recording this on Friday morning, so your anglers are out there for day two. And by the time this airs, listeners won't know one, but but you will know. And you can go to the National Walleye Tour Facebook page, I would think, and see the updates.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and last week you were at the Merck National at Walleye Weekend in Fond du Lac. How did that go?
You know, that was good too. You know, the weights were not quite as impressive as they were on Winnebago for the Oshkosh Masters Walleye Circuit event. I think we hit it just about perfect that weekend as far as catching goes. Wind, of course, had to show up during Walleye Weekend. They had a strong, super strong west-southwest wind on day one, and on day two, they had a pretty strong northwest wind, which in Fond du Lac is never a great thing, and a big cold front. So things got a little goofy, a little squirrely for everybody, but we had 259 boats for that, and the Nemeth brothers came away with the win on that one. It's always a good time at Walleye Weekend. A great volunteer staff with the Lighthouse Anglers, and Mercury puts on a pretty good event. You know, they took home $5,000 cash and a brand new Lund boat with a Mercury outboard on it. And they also won the award they give to the top family team, the Dick Paulson Award that they do. So pretty neat event, and congratulations to all the anglers that just made it through those couple of days of hard fishing. You know, obviously the Mercury Nationals is a one weekend. It's a one-off event, we would call it. So you're not necessarily looking for consistency year to year, but you need to day to day in order to win any one of these events. And they clearly put something enough together to be consistent enough to get it done.
Yeah. All right. Well, where are you next week?
I'm in Kentucky next week. We got the High School Fishing World Finals and National Championship. So we've got 400 some boats down on Lake Cumberland in Russell Springs, Kentucky. So I'll be there all week long. It's a pretty much a 7-day event for me.
All right. Well, we will try to catch up with you again on location. And meantime, happy Father's Day, and we'll talk to you when we can.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Happy Father's Day to you too.
Yeah. Thank you. Jeff Kelm in Gladstone, Michigan, reporting from the National Walleye Tour event there. Our giveaway this week is a 3-day pass to Huntstock Midwest. It's an $80 value. We've got one winner each week. And to enter the drawing, you call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Huntstock giveaway. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan. J.C. Chamberlain talks about Matthew's new bow for the nation's 250th anniversary. And Ada Clute shares a story about a fawn observation and invites us to next weekend's chainsaw and wood carving festival in Black River Falls. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN. RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time now for Madison Outdoors, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You'll also find them on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us for our regular conversations now, once again, is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back. It's always great. That means the fall is coming around pretty quick.
Yes, we're already looking toward fall. For folks who don't know much about the Trading Post, tell us what you offer and what services you guys provide.
So
so we do pretty much everything archery related and, you know, most things hunting. We stock crossbows, vertical bows. You know, on the crossbow lines, we'd have 10 Point, Raven, and Mission. And on the vertical stuff, it's Matthews and Mission. And then a whole slew of different arrow companies, broadheads, you know, that sort of thing. Bunch of targets, tree stands. And then we're a full-time, you know, archery service shop. So pretty much anything that would need work, we can do the work on it. We aren't always able to get parts for some things, but anything that we would carry, we can for sure get parts and usually reasonably quick. And then also we do have a 40-yard indoor range as well.
Yeah, and that is a big deal because there aren't that many places that have a long shooting range indoors right there as part of the store. So that's a real benefit. I'm sure your customers appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely something that's kind of nice. Somebody purchases a bow, we can take them over there and we can shoot out to 40 so that they can see how the bow handles and get it sighted in and, you know, really get a feel for it before they leave. So pretty nice.
Yeah. Now, we'll be talking with you every other week between now and the end of archery season, actually, to get some advice on getting ready and bow hunting and everything that goes with that. You mentioned Matthews, and I understand they have a new bow that is not only new from the standpoint of how it shoots, but also it's a commemorative bow.
Yes, it's actually kind of a twist on the new bow this year. For the 250th anniversary, they have a model called the 1776. So it's a red, white, and blue pattern, limb legs. It's a really, really cool limited edition. I don't know the exact number that they made, but it's my understanding that they made about 5 for every dealer. So that'd be roughly around 5,500 that are out there. And it is a limited edition. So
okay.
Pretty neat bow. We still have that same model of bow, just not in those colors.
Mm-hmm.
And the new bow this year is the Arc from Matthews, so 30-inch axle-to-axle or 34, either one. Same adjustability on the mod system so that they can go from a peak weight of 55 to a peak weight of 80 by just changing the mod itself, and it's 5-pound increments that they would increase. So pretty neat system.
You mentioned two bow lengths, 30 and 34 inches. Why would one choose one over the other?
So it's something that is, you know, kind of a personal preference. You know, some guys like shooting a longer axle-to-axle bow with a little bit longer brace height. Typically can be considered a little bit more forgiving, usually a little smoother drawing. They might not be quite as fast or as maneuverable as the smaller bow. So, you know, that's where that 30-inch axle-to-axle comes in, is more compact, easier to move around, a little bit quicker. It kind of allows a guy to tailor what they're looking for or what they need into the bow itself. It's pretty nice.
So somebody who's a saddle shooter or who moves a lot might want to go with that 30-inch axle-to-axle bow.
Yeah, I mean, most whitetail hunters typically were shooting 20, 30, maybe 40 yards. Something smaller, more compact, just easier to handle in a blind or in a tree stand in tight positions. You know, where out west where those shots are long, a lot of those guys will actually opt for a little bit longer axle-to-axle bow.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned smoother, so they are easier to draw, right?
It can vary a little bit. A lot of times what we feel is we're not necessarily using the full cam in a certain draw length.
Mm-hmm.
So because like that 34 goes out to 32 inches in draw length, you know, a guy that's 30 or a guy that's 28, they're not rolling that cam over all the way. So you're not getting the full feel of that draw cycle, where in the shorter bow, you know, where it maxes at 30 inches, now you're starting to roll that cam over all the way and you feel a little bit more of that shape. And that's where you get that little bit of extra speed and stuff too, typically.
And you can feel it when it turns over, I would think, right? I mean, you know when you're past that turnover point.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, to make things even more fit for the person, they do actually have a second mod they call the Z-Mods. We kind of joke and call it the old man mod, but it just makes that draw cycle a little bit smoother. It basically, what it's doing is it's not spending as much time at the peak draw weight, so it feels like it draws a little bit easier.
Okay. That's what I would need if I were getting a new bow, I think so. For folks who aren't in the market for a new bow, what should we be doing now?
This is definitely the time to dig the bows out. give them a good hard look over, make sure strings and cables are in good shape, serving's not cut or separating, there's not too much as far as fuzz or, you know, any cut strands on the string. It's a good time to check limbs as well. Carefully just run your fingers along or visually inspect them, make sure there's no hairline cracks or anything like that in there. That would be where I would start. If everything looks good from there, well, then it comes down to just starting to practice.
Okay. Now, you mentioned fuzz on the string. A little fuzz is not a problem, but a broken strand, that would be a problem, right?
Absolutely. So it's normal, you know, under normal wear and tear or usage that, you know, you'll get a little bit of pilling on that string, and that's just fibers rubbing together, a little friction there, or even drying out. Like, a little bit is normal, but if you're getting where it looks like a shoelace that's been through about 10 years worth of use, well, it's time to get them switched out for sure.
And 10 years is way too long for a bowstring.
Yeah, I mean, most average strings are going to be, you know, in that 3 year, 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. I know it would be a real good time frame for the average guy anyway. I mean, we'll have guys that'll shoot a set of strings out in a year. We'll have guys that'll take them 5 years. Both of those are definitely extremes.
And if there's a little fuzz, you can wax it, right?
Absolutely. Make sure it's clean. Like, if you've been out west or been where it's, like, really, really dusty, waxing it can actually hurt it. So you would want to make sure that it was, you know, void of a lot of, like, dust or dirt particles. But then you can wax it as much as you like. So.
All right. And if we need bow repair or some maintenance, you can take care of it right there in the shop.
Yeah, so we can do, you know, everything from simple serving stuff or new D-loop on there. Maybe you got a ding in it, all the way up to full replacement of string cables or, you know, limbs, cams, that kind of thing as well.
And you cut arrows custom and you fletch them and do all that, right?
Yep, so we, you know, as far as the arrows themselves go, we've generally got shafts and fletched around. So we can do, you know, either custom colors or if you have a special fletch or configuration that you like, we can do that as well. Otherwise, you know, kind of the more standard stuff, we'll typically have that stuff on hand almost all the time. So.
All right. Full service archery shop.
Absolutely. That's what we're striving for.
All righty. Well, what are your store hours now?
So we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
All right. Well, JC, we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. And meanwhile, hope you have a great summer, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, and we'll be waiting.
All righty. JC Chamberlain with the Madison Outdoors Report from Pappas Trading Post. They are located on State Highway 14, west of Arena, about a half hour west of Madison. You can find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Recently, I spoke with Ada Cloutey. She is a chainsaw carver and a sawmiller, and she has an event coming up June 26th through the 28th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Black River Falls. And Ada joins us again to tell us a story about something that happened very recently on her farm up in Jackson County. Ada, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thank you for having me, Dan.
How's your event shaping up?
Oh, it's shaping up real well. We're just getting the last minute preparations, and I got at least 10 chainsaw carvers coming. I'm not sure about the wood carvers, how many are coming from different groups in Wisconsin here that we've invited, and see who shows up. I don't know. The casino's letting us use tables and chairs, so hopefully we have enough and we'll see what happens. I'm, like I said, looking forward to it. And of course, you know, I'll be sawmilling there and it'll be fun.
Yeah, and folks, you can learn more about it on Facebook at U.S. Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championship, and maybe by the time this airs, Ada will have her own Facebook page or website, but if not, you can just find it there, U.S. Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championship. We'll have a link to it on our Facebook page as well. And this is free, to anyone who wants to show up June 26th through the 28th at Ho-Chunk Black River Falls. Well, Ada, we didn't have time last time we talked, but you told me a fascinating story about an encounter on your farm up there in Jackson County. What happened?
Well, we were watching this doe, and she was interacting, which I originally thought was turkeys because it was like 300 yards away. Turns out it was turkey vultures and an eel were harassing her while she was giving birth. We didn't see the beginning of it, but I got to watch her eat her placenta, and then I realized that the fawn was now dead, and I was feeling sorry for her, but she kept running the birds off and keeping them away from the fawn. Yeah, the doe was really trying to protect her fawn, and the birds kept harassing her, and she couldn't clean it properly. And I wonder if it didn't suffocate or something, because when she was finally eating the placenta, I could tell that the fawn was already dead. When she would lick it, it just wasn't responsive and wasn't moving or anything, but she was attentive. I think it was a new mom, and she was being harassed to the point where she couldn't care for her fawn correctly. But it went on for a couple hours, and then finally she tried to get the fawn to get up one last time and then kind of gave up and walked off, and then the eagles came and had dinner and flew off with it, I guess. I missed that part, but when I told my husband that the eagles had got it and then went back out to look and through the spotting scope, I saw that the fawn disappeared from the location it was at.
Well, that's certainly a sad story, but it's the way of nature, eat or be eaten and survival of the fittest and all of that.
You know, you think of predators, but you never think of an eagle. At least I never would have until I seen it myself.
Well, I have seen videos, one video in particular, of an eagle that actually drowned a fawn. It was chasing the fawn along a lake shore, and the fawn went in the water and was swimming, and the eagle landed on it and held it underwater until it drowned, and then dragged it up on the shore, and that's where the video ended, but I'm quite sure it ate some right then and probably came back and ate more later.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've seen video of falconry and how they use a golden eagle to take down a full-sized deer, but like I said, I never guessed that they would be that predatorial to, while she was giving birth, to actually, you know, harass her enough to have the fawn die, not unless it was stillborn, but we don't know. 300 yards away, we were watching through a spotting scope, so you can only see so much. I mean, I zoomed it up 60 power, and I could actually see the flies on the fawn toward the end there. So
wow.
It's amazing how the flies found it quickly, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do. They do, for sure. Well, Ada, keep observing wildlife, and let us know if you see any more interesting stories like that one. That's quite a remarkable thing to have observed.
Yeah, I love and enjoy watching nature. And like I say, you know, you're always amazed at what you'll see. And, you know, like I said, our timing was just right. My husband was mowing the lawn and said, is that deer and that eagle buddies or what? And I'm like, what? And then we got the spotting scope out and then watched the rest from there. But, you know, the damage had already been done. The fawn was already dead.
Yeah. Well, back to your event before we let you go. Tell us again what we can expect to see.
Well, there'll be at least 10 chainsaw carvers there performing their art. Like I say, they like to do it right in front of the public and have them view. Everybody will be safe. They'll be behind deer-proof fencing, so you won't be hazard there. Plus, you got to have earplugs on. You know, I'm a safety girl at work, so we're going to continue that in this event also. And then you can watch them create their art. And then we'll have wood carvers from all over Wisconsin also showing how they do their wood carving, because that's part of my life too. And then I'll be there sawmilling whatever the chainsaw carvers need for their art, whether it be slabs for signs or benches or whatever. And then I use my sawmill for art. So that kind of gets people going, because they're like, what do you mean? You know, it should be a business. And I'm like, no, I bought it for art. I saved my money from teaching wood carving, and I bought myself a sawmill to create more art. So that's kind of what I do with my wood miser. And then I'll also have an Alaskan sawmill there cutting big cookies, what we call cookies, because I like to make twig furniture and unique woodworking stuff. So we'll have some of that there too. So there'll be a lot to see and do. And like I said, the casino has all the amenities. lodging and food, and it'll be a fun time, and hope people can come and enjoy the fascination with chainsaw carvers like I enjoy watching them too.
Yeah, sounds fascinating. Now, you teach wood carving. Where do you do that?
I teach it at the Stoughton Senior Center. Been doing that since 87, 88 school year. It's a fun group. I know when COVID hit, we were locked down and we couldn't have class, and I was lost on Thursday mornings because I've been doing it for so many years. When I first started, I was younger, of course, and it was a room full of grandma and grandpas, and you got to hear all these cool stories while we created wood carvings. So it's always been a joy for me to, you know, teach people that art form. And, you know, everybody enters kind of insecure. And by the end of the semester, they feel confident. And a lot of them are repeat students. So you see the same faces every year. And, it, you know, it's like family.
Yep. Well, once again, your event is June 26th through the 28th at the Ho-Chunk Casino. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Black River Falls, if you're looking for it. And the information on the schedule that we talked about last time is all available on Facebook at U.S. Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championship. Ada, as you mentioned, your event, Living the Dream Carve and Sale, is actually a fundraiser for the United Special Sportsmen's Alliance. That's Bridget O'Donohue's charity, and she has taken hundreds, if not thousands, of young people and veterans hunting and fishing. And how can we learn more about that?
If you go on her website, which is Child's Wish, all one word, the USSA or United Special Sportsmen's Alliance will come up. She has photos of different events that the children are at and the vets are at. And she did 75 turkey hunts this spring all over the country with children, some of them for the first time. So she's busy coordinating all this, and most of the time she's doing it all herself. So she's quite a go-getter, and this is amazing what she can coordinate. If I can get some funds so she can help more kids, and if anybody knows of any children that would want to have services, she'd be more than glad to hear from you, too.
Yes, and that's childswish.org, child with an S, childswish.org. Well, Ada, she's a go-getter, but you are yourself one, you know that.
Well, thanks. It'll be a wonderful thing to help the kids and the vets, and we'll have fun doing it, and people enjoy watching the carvers, so it's a win-win all the way around. So that's why I'm living the dream.
There you go. Thanks so much, Ada.
Okay, well, thank you again for having me, and it was a joy meeting you and working with you. Thanks.
You're quite welcome. Ada Cloutey is a wood carver, as you learned, and she is the organizer of the first ever Living the Dream Carve and Sale going on June 26th through the 28th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Black River Falls. And you can learn more on their website, or you can go to Facebook and look up U.S. Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championship. It's all free. It's going on all 3 days. Lots of fun there. So I hope you can make it. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit FamilyForestCarbon.org and enroll today.
Your hunt starts with healthy wetlands and the habitats that support them. From the Alaskan wilderness to the Atlantic Flyway, across America's Great Plains and down the Mississippi Delta, Ducks Unlimited has protected and restored habitat for nearly 90 years. We need your help to reach our next million-acre milestone and ensure waterfowl for generations to come. Whether you're selling tickets, securing donations, or finding that next sponsor, there's a role for everyone. Join today at ducks.org/volunteer. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation for a continent.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Lawrence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the ExploreFlorenceCounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
The Woodstock for Hunters Hunt Stock is coming to Wisconsin to the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam, July 17th through the 19th. Hunt Stock is bringing energy, excitement, and attendee experience back to sportsman shows. Legendary seminar lineups and meet and greets from the hunting public. Lanny Benoit, Dan Infall, Barry Wenzel, John Eberhardt, Billy Moles, Jared Scheffler, and Dan Small. $40,000 in giveaways, including bows, guns, optics, hunting trips, stands, saddles, and more. You won't find window salesmen here, just hunting exhibitors like Vortex, Sig Sauer, and Tacticam, to name a few. Bring your bows for the 3D archery range and novelty shoots, and unwind with live music and after parties, and campsites available right there. Plan ahead and get your tickets online at huntstockevents.com. Use code radio at checkout to save 10%. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan report with Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. He's the proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, also on the web at dumperdan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page, including a video and audio version of this fishing report every time we do one for Outdoors Radio. And that Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And this week's report is also brought to you by Vibes Bar and Billiards. They're at 2513 South 8th Street in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at Vibes Bar and Billiards. And you spell Vibes with a Z, V-I-B-E-Z. Well, Captain Dumper Dan Welsh, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Dan. It's great to be back. Summer is here, and we're having a great time here out on Lake Michigan fishing salmon and trout.
Yeah, it is officially summer this weekend, and now the days get shorter after all that time.
Yeah, what happened? Now they're getting shorter, right? And we just got into it, but it's just nice to be outdoors, sunny weather, warmer. It's just a good time. A lot of people are on the lake now, the big lake, Lake Michigan, a lot of the inland lakes as well. We had a rough spring. Everybody in the Midwest did, and that was brutal. March and April, even well into May. So it's good to see the month of June. June's my favorite month. I love June. I mean, on the big lake, you catch all sorts of fish. The water temperature is just right. And usually the weather's pretty calm, so that's a good thing for the month of June.
And you guys caught a huge king last week, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. My boat number two, Captain Dylan and First Mate, we call him June Bug. That's his nickname. But they were on boat two, and one of my customers landed a beautiful king salmon about 7:10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. It tipped the scales at just over 25 pounds. It's the biggest one I've heard of on the lake so far, at least on the Wisconsin side. They will get bigger. They always do. There's kings that go well over 30 pounds, you know, by the end of the year. But for early June, there was a big fish for this time of year, and it was good to see it. Put it on the Facebook page. Check it out. A lot of people viewed it and shared it and had comments on it. So that was really good to see.
That's a beautiful photo. That fish looks bigger than 25 pounds. And the photo also shows the flasher. It's actually draped over the fish right behind the gill. So there's no secret about what you caught it on. Now, what is that flasher?
We do that quite often with fish. Even just on my Facebook page, we'll, you know, show what we're catching them on. And we do that a lot with the flashers and the fly combinations. But that's what that is. It's an 8-inch rotating flasher. It's the alewife color, which is exactly what it looks like. It's black, silver, white, real speckly. Looks like a bait fish, like an alewife, that 8-inch flasher. And then it's got the fly behind it. Doc's Custom Baits here in Sheboygan made that, and he's got a lot of different colors just like that, in a green, a blue. I think he's making an orange now. But the black, silver, and white resembles a bait fish in Lake Michigan, like a alewife or a shad, and that's what that fish came on. It was on a wire diver. Dylan runs that either 87 feet out or 101, depending on what depth he's in. I'm not sure which number the king hit on, but I know he's either 87 or 101 is what he told me. And that's on a wire diver, fun to catch fish on because there's no stretch in the line and they bite hard. And we catch a lot of kings on that style of equipment.
What else have you been catching?
Mixed bag. We got a good variety of tackle out there for everything. We have up high on the lead cores off the boards. We're running the little red Dodger or the stubby Dodgers, the smaller Dodger for coho, but a little wider. Had a little more spin in the water with green flies, green gold, green silver, aqua, like blue and green. On lead core off the planer boards, 1, 2, 5, and 7 colors work really well. We're on 4 boards a side on calmer days, catching coho and some steelhead or rainbow on that. Then also spoons on like the slide divers or the higher downriggers, run some pro kings or yuck spoons, work well. Salmon candy spoons work well for some suspended kings, and then also rainbows and cohos as well. Once in a while, we drag a bait along the bottom, and we fish for lake trout quite often. And if they're biting, they're fun to catch, too. So we're catching everything, lake trout, coho, rainbow king.
Wow. Okay. How far out?
They're straight out of town. I mean, last time we spoke, Dan, I know we're going south of town a ways, and now they're starting to move north a little bit. The school's pushing north, which is normal. Another school will come in from the south, and we'll do the same thing all over again and follow them northbound. But right now, we're straight out of Sheboygan and north up to almost the golf course, Whistling Straits, off the Pigeon River, give or take. We're straight out of the Sheboygan Harbor in 80 feet of water, out to about 130 feet of water. That 90 to 110 is always a good number here for depth of water off Sheboygan. So that's where you'll find my Dumper Dan boats trolling. We're out 7 days a week. We are busy, and we got people from all over the Midwest coming here to enjoy our fishery.
Well, fantastic. You are busy, but do you have openings yet for what's left of June and July and August?
I do. A lot of people are grabbing July and August dates now. I do have June dates open this last week of June, 4th of July week. I have some openings. That's a fun time to come here too, Dan. That 4th of July week, there's a lot of things going on in Sheboygan, activities and fireworks and boat parades. Bring the family, come on out, stay in our condo for a couple nights and fish a couple days and enjoy the holidays, you know, the July 4th time. But we do have some openings here late June. If I can't get you in on a Dumper Dan boat, as always, I book boats here all the time. I got people parked right next to me on both sides, and there's times we have 8, 10, 12 boats out on any given morning or afternoon. So give me a call, 920-377-1147, Dumper Dan, that's me. I'll talk to you direct, get you set up the way you want. With condo lodging, we do suites, which is really nice if something a little smaller than a condo, and then also get you on the water as well.
You mentioned boat parade. Is that the Venetian boat parade?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Dan, that is. And that's always July 3rd. That evening, I think it starts about 8:30-ish, and it's over by about 10. They go right by my place on South Pier Drive at Dumper Dan's up to the 8th Street Bridge, turn around, and then they go back out and they make 2 loops through the river. It's all lit up, sailboats, powerboats, what have you. It's really, really cool. And the riverfront will just be packed with people that evening. And then the next night, 4th of July, is our lakefront fireworks. That's down by the beaches, by the lake more, not in the river. Fun to be here for that time of year and them activities when they're going on, because not just fishing and lodging, you can take part in what's going on in Sheboygan, too.
Yeah, and there's always something going on there. You guys know how to party. Well, speaking of parties, how about Vibes Bar and Billiards? They're on South 8th Street. What can you tell us about that place?
Great, great place. The guys that own it, Tommy, Pamela, Terry, Mark, and the whole gang at Vibes have a really nice setup there. It's a bar and billiards. They have a menu, great food, beers, mixed drinks, diamond pool tables, which are excellent pool tables to play on. They rent them by the hour, or you can just put in quarters and play one or two games. But by the hour is what we usually do. They have a 9-foot diamond there. And all together, they have 7 8-foot pool tables. So kind of neat. They got a lot of tables there, a lot of tournaments. Very nice place. It's on South 8th Street. From the 8th Street Bridge, where I'm at, on the river, basically about 6 or 7 blocks southbound, and you're there. I had a group here staying in my condos last Sunday night, and they were pool players from Minnesota. And I sent them over, and they said they loved the place. They had a great time and shot some pool, relaxed, had a good time at Vibes Bar and Billiards.
Very good. Well, Dan, thanks for that report. I know you're going to be busy the rest of this month, and we will catch up with you just before the 4th of July.
That sounds good, and we'll have more to talk about going into July and give you an updated report of what's going on in Lake Michigan. But in the meantime, again, 920-377-1147. Talk to me direct, Dumper Dan. We'll get you in the books. Check out our website, dumperdan.com. Also, our Facebook page, videos, including this report. Always check out the Facebook page where we got things on there all the time and updating pictures, videos, and what have you. And check out Vibes Bar and Billiards, too, their Facebook page and their website.
All right, Dan, thank you, and we will be in touch soon.
You bet, buddy. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Captain Dumper Dan Welch with the Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Fishing Report. Again, his website, dumperdan.com, his Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, and Vibes Bar and Billiards. You'll find them on South 8th Street and on Facebook as well. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Lawrence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the exploreflorencecounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. were brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. Cedar Lake Sales needs to make room for 2027 models. They're coming soon, so all Crestliner Hawk models are marked down. Plus, there are instant rebates on 2026 models through June 29th, just another week or so. They also have a few 2025 fishing and pontoon boats available, and those are clearance priced and ready to go. Stop in and check them out in person or get details online at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by HuntStock, an exciting new hunting festival coming to the Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17th through the 19th. I'll be there all weekend with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss, and I'll be presenting seminars on hunting with air guns both Friday and Sunday. HuntStock feels less like a trade show and more like a deer camp. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Waupaca, Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air anymore where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin. If you missed any of the dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned this week, you can always catch them by listening online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. You'll find us on social media at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Next Saturday, June 27th, is the 16th annual Purple Martin Fest from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at March Haven Nature Center, and that's on Highway 49, just east of Waupun at the east edge of the Horicon Marsh. This is a free family event, and it's open to the public. Demonstrations will include banding young martins, wildlife exhibits, kids' activities, hiking trails, vendors selling custom martin houses, and much more. Get details at WisconsinPurpleMartins.org. That's next Saturday, June 27th, at Marsh Haven. The U.S. Forest Service has launched a new mobile app with information and the location of 165,000 miles of trails and 30,000 recreation sites to help you plan your visits to national forests and grasslands. You can download it for free from the Apple or Google Play stores. Just search for the U.S. Forest Service Trails app. The DNR is accepting applications through July 1st for the Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sandhill Wildlife Area near Babcock. That's in Wood County in the central part of the state. The workshop includes classroom instruction and outdoor training with a mentor deer hunt on thousands of acres of intensely managed wildlife habitat. The program's open to young hunters 12 to 15 and adults without prior hunting experience, that is, hunting deer with firearms. Workshops take place in August, and the hunt takes place on 2 days in November, the 7th and the 8th. Details and applications are on the DNR website, keywords Sandhill Deer Hunt. And this is new this week. The DNR is trying to monitor invasive round gobies in the Lake Winnebago system after several have been caught by anglers. So if you catch a goby, keep it, kill it, and send a photo for verification. Gobies resemble two common native sculpin species, but you'll find photos and easy instructions for identifying them and reporting your catch on the DNR website, the keyword Goby, G-O-B-Y. This week's giveaway is a 3-day pass to HuntStock Midwest, an $80 value, and we have one winner each week. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email me at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the HuntStock giveaway. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is next Wednesday, June 24th at the Bayfield Winery and Blue Ox Cider. It'll be a fun evening with food starting at 6 and the show at 6:30. Get details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and Friends' next gig is also next Wednesday, June 24th, and that's at the library in Presque Isle, Wisconsin. That's about as close as you can get to the UP without crossing the border. The show starts at 5 p.m. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm again next week. Meanwhile, you get outside this weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. Enjoy the summer solstice, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.